And BC Hydro's dams could be at risk from earthquakes caused by natural gas fracking. That's the concern expressed in documents obtained under a Freedom of Information request by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. Now, since 2009, hydro officials have expressed concerns privately that fracking near major dams could cause stronger shaking than they were designed to withstand. The first of a two-part report on the documents from sources, including BC Hydro, are published this morning on the CCPA website and on DSMOG.com. Ben Parfit is a resource policy analyst for CCPA, and he joins me now. And a good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what's prompted your interest in the potential for concern about fracking and BC Hydro dam safety in BC?
Well, we've known for some years now, thanks in part to the investigative work of Andrew Nikiforuk, that earthquakes have been caused by fracking operations in Northeast BC, and we know that the frequency of those earthquakes and the strength of those earthquakes has been increasing. And as a result of that, I was curious to learn what BC Hydro thought about earthquakes happening in proximity to its dams and reservoirs. So I made this Freedom of Information request, and as became clear once I obtained the documents, BC Hydro has had significant concerns dating back to 2009 with regards to industrial activities by the natural gas industry occurring near its Peace River facilities.
Right. Now, we first reported on this way back in 2009 when we first noticed that there was this kind of a swarm of activity in the Peace region. This is before they actually brought in the seismic testing from Alberta, and but but those were quite small, those tremors, were they not?
Yes. What has happened? What initially prompted BC Hydro's concerns in 2009 was the advent of something called coal bed methane extraction, and there were worries that that was going to result in potential earthquakes near its facilities. Coal bed methane extraction really was dropped as a commercial enterprise in BC, and what replaced it was shale gas drilling and fracking. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that as the years have advanced since 2009, there have been clusters of earthquakes that have been associated with shale gas fracking. And very importantly, as far as the BC Hydro documents are concerned, in 2013, there was a cluster of about 12 earthquakes that occurred over about a two-year period, all in an area called the Farrell Creek Fracking Zone, which is about a half hour's drive from its Peace Canyon facility.
So which dams there or in the region could be affected according to the documents you obtained?
According to the documents I obtained, the biggest concern seemed to be with the Peace Canyon Dam. And not only were concerns being expressed in 2009 about this, but in 2013, a senior BC Hydro official with responsibility for dam safety on the Peace River system noted that the geology in proximity to the Peace Canyon Dam bore some resemblance to the geology near a dam in the Los Angeles area, which failed in 1963 and significantly enough failed after oil and gas companies had been involved in injecting fluids into the ground near the dam. So very clearly, Hydro feels quite strongly that the fracking activities in proximity to its dams is not something that they want to occur. Right. Now, would these operations bring a dam down? According to Stephen Rigby, the senior safety official that I spoke with, that is not something he believes would happen. But the dams and transmission infrastructure could be affected, and there could be significant costs borne by the corporation in the event that happened. But I want to underscore that there is a remote possibility, which is spelled out in scientific study, that if enough induced earthquakes happened in proximity to dams, there is a remote possibility that one of those tremors might be enough to exceed the structural designs of the dam. So, you know, for public health and safety reasons, I believe very, very strongly that we should simply be declaring that there are areas of the province that you simply are not allowed to drill and frack for natural gas in.
Yeah, because I was thinking about the severity of the kind of the intensity of the actual the seismic activity. We're talking in the range between 2 to 4.0 Oh, right. I mean, they're quite small. So is it more or less one larger scale one could have an impact, or is it perhaps a number of tremors over a long period of time could have an impact on dam safety?
I think it's both, but let's remember two things. We had the largest recorded induced seismic event, earthquake in northeast BC last year. It was a 4.6 magnitude, and it was triggered by a Progress Energy fracking job. The other thing that's very important to know is that seismic experts believe through their studies that induced earthquakes behave very differently than naturally occurring earthquakes. And part of the reason for that is the depths at which these earthquakes are being triggered in fracking operations are much, much closer to the surface than is often the case with natural earthquakes. Mm. So you're bringing the ground shaking motion closer to the surface, and you're bringing it closer to engineered structures. And that is the concern.
Okay. You also found that BC Hydro reached an agreement with oil and gas producers about limiting fracking near hydro dams. That sounds like a good that sounds good to me, no?
Well, of course it's good that Hydro is talking to the Oil and Gas Commission, which regulates industrial activities in the province. But we have to understand that these discussions have all happened behind closed doors. Mm. There is no firm commitment by the provincial government to simply regulate an end to this activity in proximity to these facilities. What we have instead is essentially a gentleman's agreement, or as characterized by BC Hydro, an understanding that there will be no new tenures issued in proximity to its Peace River facilities, including the proposed site for the Site C Dam, and that companies holding existing rights to drill and frack for gas will go through some kind of process before they would be allowed to proceed. Hmm. But, you know, this to me is not the way that good public policy is developed. It's not the way that we ensure public health and safety is maintained. It's not the way we go about protecting critically important public infrastructure.
I'll have to leave it there. I've run out of time. Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll talk again, I'm sure. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.